Welcome to episode 3 of the teaching on the Tabernacle of the Lord. This podcast was created for Charmaine Raymond, a voluntary missionary at Jews for Jesus.
Shalom, listeners. Today we are going to look at the brazen laver and how that applies to us in our journey of worship. The brazen laver was an item of furniture that was made from copper mirrors of the ladies, and the whole purpose of a mirror is to reflect an image. The ministry of the laver points us to the Word of God that gives us a true and clear image of ourselves as we are and as God sees us. The Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to convict us of sin.
Let us pause and think. At the bronze laver, come wash your feet. Savior and High Priest, make our hearts complete. As we walk in belief to touch the unseen, pure thought, when heaven intervenes, we dream untainted.
Now when we come to worship, we've already come through the gate of salvation. We've come to the brazen altar where we have totally surrendered to God. But there's more to our walk and more to our worship. And this is part of the process where we need to take a good look at ourselves and to reflect on our lifestyle. Psalm 139 verse 23 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Examine me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any offensive way within me, and lead me in the way everlasting." We need to remember that worship is not just about singing, but also about reading and studying the Word of God. It is in the outer court stage of our worship that we need to reflect and deal with our sin and the issues that are in our lives. We cannot progress to the next stage until we have dealt with the sin, because sin hinders us in our worship. How often do we come to a place of worship and we're angry with somebody? We harbor bitterness, jealousy, and unforgiveness towards others. I'd like to just remind us of a scripture in Matthew 6, verse 14. And we read that, "If you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." This is the time where we really seriously need to reflect, confess the sins, and if necessary, restore relationships with one another. Just as we prepare to take communion, this is a vital step in preparing ourselves for the next step of going into that holy place of worship. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." So as we look at our journey of worship, the question is, what is hindering you in your worship? Is there sin that needs to be dealt with? Are you harboring unforgiveness? These things are going to hinder us. Because if we think that just standing up and jumping up and down and showing all the external forms of worship is worship, we are sadly mistaken. God doesn't look at the external. He looks at the heart. And we cannot fool God. We may be able to fool others, but we cannot fool God. And so we need to come before Him with a pure heart, a righteous heart. In summarizing the outer court, we have seen that the emphasis is on salvation, which we looked at the gate, total surrender to God, which we've looked at in the brazen altar, and of course now repentance, the brazen laver. All of these are necessary in our relationship with God. These are necessary in a worship relationship with God. Because ultimately, as I've said before, worship is all about relationship. And if we do not know God, if we haven't even got the first part right of having that experience of being born again, once again, I want to say you've got nothing but a dead religion. So we've now looked at the items in the outer court, but hang on a minute. We're not going to leave the outer court just yet, because in our next session, we are going to continue as we look at entering into the courtyard with praise. And we will have a look at what does it mean to truly praise God? What does it mean to come into the gates with thanksgiving and the courts with praise? And then, only then, will we start to move into the holy place and ultimately the Holy of Holies. So listeners, be blessed. Until next time, take those three items in the outer court and go and dig for yourselves and see what treasures you can unearth. Bless you all.
Thank you for listening. For more on this series, visit the Life of Worship page on www.baobulb.org.